If there's something that you want, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. I think that's part of living that unconventional life, is really just following your dream and making it a reality, because anything really is possible.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. We will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Jewel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Jewel Schroeder, tuning in today from Boulder, Colorado. Today's guests are joining me from Tampa, Florida. I've got a mother-daughter duo in the house, Dawn and Cher Hupshire. Dawn and Cher, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Yes, definitely. We cannot wait.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, super excited to have these women on the show. It's going to be a power-packed episode, and some of you might recognize this mother-daughter duo from My Super Sweet 16 on MTV or on Smothered on TLC. And I know there's just so much more to who you both are. You're also the hosts of the Chattermouth podcast. I know you recently written the book, A Bond That Lasts Forever, and really have learned how to, you know, bridge your own relationship to inspire and empower other people to be able to see what's possible for their life. And I know, you know, on the podcast, you literally talk about everything, things off limits, from sex, love, dating, motherhood, marriage, and issues, friendships, all this stuff. And beyond all of that, I just know you're multi-passionate in the different ways that you do business, the ways that you do life, just an inspiration of how two people can collaborate and team up together, especially in family, which some might view as controversial. So excited to have both of you ladies on the show. Welcome to the show. Fill in any gaps that I might've left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Thank you so much. I feel like you did a wonderful job introducing us. So thank you. But yes, I'm Cher and this is my mom, and we are very close. We wrote a book called A Bond That Lasts Forever to inspire other mothers and daughters to have a closer relationship as well. And the book goes over how we got so close and gives tips, advice, and actionable steps and how others can start to create their own ideal relationship. So,
and it's never too late to have a close relationship.
And that is what we strive to hopefully inspire other mothers and daughters to do.
Yeah, I love that. Well, it seems like your history has been collaborating and working together for quite some time. And so we were a fly on the wall to really see, you know, how your relationship got birthed and desire to really lean in both through media, through TV, now through publishing and, you know, podcasting and other things. That what were some of the inspirations about it? And what would some of the listeners have seen? Was it always, you know, smooth and easy? Was it challenging? I'm sure it's been a bit of everything. So give us a little bit of a backstory.
Well, those teenage years, you always have ups and downs. Mm-hmm. The whole idea is how you get through it. It's all through communicating and really hearing each other and hearing what the other one has to say.
Yes. A lot of people see us on, you know, TV and think, oh, like you guys are just so, so close, over the top close. You must have always been that way. But, you know, we did have rocky points, just like any mother and daughter duo, but we've worked at it. We've communicated, we've learned how to share our hearts more. And, you know, actually having a podcast, I think, helps us do that. Really, we try to really talk things out and get stronger and better and learn from each other.
Yes. It's wonderful having the Chattermouth podcast, because now Cher has a little girl and she doesn't really have the time to talk to me as much. So this is like having this podcast, she knows she has to set aside an hour that we really get to talk about everything and anything.
So cool. And how has that transition been for you? You know, being both media personalities and, you know, working in TV, into home life, into real life. You said there's the perceptions of how things are, and then there's what it takes behind the scenes. And what are some of the ways that you both cultivate your relationship? And I know in the book, obviously, you go into the guide to having, you know, a happy, healthy relationship. Give us some of your secrets that you've learned.
You know, just being able to work together, it's hard, just like you were saying. It's not always easy to work with a family member. It's a lot easier to get mad at a family member when you're working with them, because, you know, it's your mom and it's, you know, our mom, her daughter. But it's been so much fun. Like, we love doing content creation together, making TikToks or Instagrams, and just being able to share that. My mom is my mom, but she's also my best friend. And I respect her as a mom, but I cherish her as a friend as well. And so we've been able to have this excitement together and be able to experience content creation and things like that. But it's not always easy. My mom is not the most tech savvy person. So, you know, she's
my mom isn't either.
You know, I sometimes will get frustrated. I'll be like, you know, can't you figure it out? Not always.
It's nice to create some sort of hobby that two of you love to do as a mother and daughter, whatever it is. If it's cooking, painting, for us, it's doing TikTok. Huh. Yeah.
Or writing a book.
Or writing a book or doing a podcast. But whatever you like to do, to have something together to work on and to create that relationship and make it grow is a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And Dawn, I'm sure as the mother and even, you know, starting some of the early seeds with my Super Speed 16 and some of those as well, what was your desire and motivation opening up some of those opportunities? I imagine maybe you didn't think it would lead to where it is now with the podcast and the book and all those other things at the time. But what was part of the spark and the inspiration for being able to showcase your relationship and life that way?
Well, I actually applied to be on MTV's My Super Sweet 16. Just they were casting for people who were having a big birthday party. And at the time, I remember my dad didn't want me to go on. He's like, no, like all the people on the show are looked at as very mean and bratty. And you're not that way. I didn't raise you that way. So I don't want you to do it. But I knew I was having this big birthday and I wanted to show people that it was okay to come from a nice background and upbringing and be able to have a nice birthday party, but not be bratty or mean or selfish or any of that things or any of that. So my dad was not for it. My mom helped me along the way. We had to do a whole thing. We had to tour people around my house as if I was on MTV's Cribs and send in this video through a video camera. It was one of those big camcorders back in the day.
And
this was years ago. You couldn't even edit anything. And then you had to take the VHS out and send it through snail mail and wait for a call. And, you know, we ended up getting this call that we're going to come down and film. And my mom was there with me and my best friends and through it. And it was such a fun experience, but it was just a birthday. And, you know, after that, I went on another show called Exiles. But from there, I went off to college. I became a nurse. And then when this opportunity came for us to showcase our bond, you know, everyone remembers my Super Sweet 16 as they remember my mom a lot of times. Funny because I recognized more when I was with my mom. For some reason, they always remembered it because we always had that close bond. And I think it's gotten even closer as I've gotten older. And so they wanted to then come on Smothered. And it's been a very fun experience.
But when we applied for Smothered, we didn't know that it was going to be named Smothered. Mothers and daughters that have a really close relationship.
That are best friends.
And our best friends. And we say, that's us.
Yeah.
And then later on, we found out it was called Smothered. And said, are we smothered?
Yeah. So good. And you know, one of the things, you know, you mentioned earlier is that it's never too late to start. And I think a lot of people, especially as they come into adulthood, they have their own family, like you said, with your little one and stuff like that, but there's this belief that it is the way that it is, or I'm not close and I've accepted it, or I keep them at a distance. And like any relationship, it takes time and energy and intention. And what are some of the ways that you cultivate that? And any advice you can give for some of our listeners who want to create a closer relationship?
Really have to put in the effort. I say, don't be selfish. Take baby steps. You know, start with a phone call once a month, then once a week, and really hear the other person, what they're saying on the phone. Don't just talk and only about you. Be selfless. Don't be selfish, I would say, you know?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to communication and just wanting to put in the effort and showing up for each other. I know that if I like need something, my mom will always be there for me. And I appreciate knowing that, like that there is someone that I can always count on. I think just really showing up, and all it takes first to get it started is a call. Like if you have any thoughts that you're interested in growing a closer relationship with your mom or your daughter or your son, just like pick up the phone and start talking, because you've got to start somewhere.
Absolutely. Such great advice. You know, you go into a lot more of that in the book as well, upon that last forever. And, you know, even just feeling your energy together in the podcast, I know in your own podcast, Chattermouth Podcast, like it really comes alive and you've built quite a following and success from the podcast. What do you think has been a secret to that? And how do you stay true to yourself while also creating, like you said, engaging content and really growing a brand?
Well, one of the main reasons that we have this content creation outlet and Chattermouth Podcast is wanting for the people who've watched us on TV to be able to follow us and really, really get to know us and the real us. And we don't hold back on the podcast. We are talking as if no one else is there. This really gives viewers or listeners a chance to get to know us on that deeper level. Like, we don't want to try to be staged or somebody somebody that we're not, because then we're always going to be striving to be somebody else. And we want people to appreciate us for us.
And I also say, you know, we have different points of view. You know, sometimes you're hearing a mother of a 62-year-old versus a 32-year-old. So it's very interesting, different perspectives on things. Sometimes we agree and sometimes we don't agree.
Tell me about one of the favorite topics that you've talked about recently, and give us a little window into some of your banter on the show.
Yeah, we do so many different topics and we'll do things with us, but we also interview some very interesting guests. For example, we had on an MTV My Super Sweet 16 or someone else who was also on the show to hear about her experience. So we were able to compare notes.
And it was so interesting how different her perspective was and how she saw everything, how it turned out compared to Cher. We were like shocked.
Mm-hmm. So it was very interesting. And recently we had a paranormal investigator actually come to my mom's home. So I always thought my mom's house was haunted and she always didn't. So we're like, you know what? We're going to find out. So we literally had paranormal investigator come and do their stuff. And then we came onto the podcast and talked about it and found out if there really were ghosts or not. And so all different topics.
Your husband, Jared, on it.
Yes.
Marital, how they met, you know, how they have their relationship. Like one thing I strive to say, like, to have a good relationship, you have to give undivided attention at some point to your husband during the day. So we both decided that, you know, we speak all day long, not for hours during at one time, but well, a half hour here, 5 minutes here, but we say during dinner with our spouses, we're not going to speak to each other. We're going to give our spouses their undivided attention. So we don't answer the phone. We say to each other, I'm having dinner now. I'm having dinner with daddy. I tell her, do not call me, and vice versa. So they have and feel special in their own way.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So were there ghosts, by the way?
There were ghosts. It wasn't the ghost that I thought there was. You'll have to listen to the podcast to hear more.
Yeah, cool.
It wasn't what I thought, but there was something here. It was very scary.
Unconventional Life, Bruce, will put the link to check out the Chattermouth podcast. We're on Instagram at @Chattermouth Podcast. We'll put those up on our show notes if you want to take a listen for that. And, you know, I think what you're pointing to about having that undivided attention, it is so important. And I'm sure there's a lot of rituals and routine that you've learned. And what would you say are your top two or three that you feel like when you reliably do them or you reliably contribute? Sounds like, you know, the dinner, no calling during dinner is a big one of them. What would you say are two or three more that maybe some of our listeners can also try in their own life?
Another one that my mom and I do, which I think is maybe a little much, but we'll make sure to at least have some sort of communication every day just to make sure that other person is okay. And I think that comes back down to showing up and making sure that other person knows, hey, I'm there for you. If you don't want to talk today, like, that's fine, but just know, like, I'm here if you want to.
And another thing is, like, if we have a disagreement, I like to end the disagreement. I don't like to continue it. Sometimes we'll agree to disagree, but not to continue it forever. Like, just try to end it and move on.
Absolutely. I love that. Such great advice. You know, I'm sure you've had people, and you've referenced it before, maybe it's even on the show Smothered, when they look at your relationship and they're like, I think you're too close. There's like this something, whether it's jealousy or whether it's not their preference or whatever it might be. How do you deal with people who are maybe more haters around it or don't maybe fully understand it? And I'm sure there's times where maybe you felt misunderstood before. And how have you navigated that?
There are a lot of haters. We know we call them trolls out there. That's negative things. But, you know, we're happy in our relationship. You know, everyone has their own relationship or their own bond. Hopefully they even have a bond. We're happy. So I say, if you're happy with each other, if you're happy in your relationship, then that's fine.
And also, you know, when we're filming the show, we're going through ups and downs, and they're only seeing a little clip of our life, but it is sometimes tough because we all have to be as authentic and raw as possible because we're literally just going through life. And then we'll have a big disagreement and maybe we'll realize, hey, that was wrong of us. But then on TV, we're seeing it this time that everybody else sees it. And we now are finally past that disagreement. And then we have to rewatch it all over again. And sometimes it can be tough because we're trying to put, you know, the trauma or the argument or the fight behind us. But then we have to not only deal with an argument, which is hard enough, but then deal with outside people being like, you suck, or you're terrible, or why did you do that? And, you know, sometimes it's not always easy, but I think we have to really be strong and happy in our relationship and just remember, hey, they don't know the full us, and we just have to kind of own it because, you know, that's what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Such good examples of that. And I'm sure to that degree, you know, it has spilled over into your personal life and with both of your husbands and I'm sure other relationships. And like you said, I'm sure you get stopped and you're like, hey, we know you too, or we've seen you on TV. And what has that experience been like for you?
I think that's been really fun, honestly. We get a lot of people writing into our podcast or writing to us on Instagram and they're asking questions all the time. Like, how do I grow a closer relationship with my mom or my daughter? And we always love to give advice and we do that on the podcast as well.
But, and I love to hear when other mothers and daughters are saying, well, you know, I saw you and now I'm calling my mother and I'm getting closer with my mother. And oh, that's like, if we could help one mother and daughter to get close, my heart just goes, wow, you know, like so happy.
And, you know, and it's so fun meeting people out and about now. People a lot of times will recognize us and come up to us. And we love meeting them and connecting with all different people from all over the world. And I think it's always funny. Sometimes we'll get messages afterwards. We'll be like out at the supermarket. We'll come home. We'll get a DM like, I saw you and I wanted to say hi. I'm like, you should have said hi.
Yes.
So great. Well, you can really feel the connection and the bond that you two have. And I love what you said, even if we can just inspire one mother and daughter to get closer. And I'm actually the oldest of five girls and my mom's one of six, all girls. So the closeness factor, like, yeah, we are definitely very tight. We're also very musical. So they called us the Partridge Family. So I'm also a singer and some other ones play different instruments, piano. Like growing up, it was always like the fight to who had piano during what hour, like constantly going 24/7 and just super fun in that way. And, you know, I know you have a lot of vision and desire with this brand and with the book and also some other projects that you have coming up. Tell us what's in store for the future.
Well, we have a clothing line out right now, which is really exciting. And we have a new collection dropping for the holiday time as well. And it's super fun. It's from the outfits that moms can wear, daughters can wear that are similar, not the exact same, they have their own unique styles, which was always that having a clothing line has always been such a dream of mine. And I think just being able to do it with my mom has been so special. And, you know,
but for the holiday line, it's going to be for the husbands, for boys, girls, for everyone, for the whole family to have similar outfits together.
Yeah,
so great. And where can the listeners, if they want to check out the holiday line, where should they go to check that out?
Follow us on Instagram. I'm at Cher Hubshire and my mom is at dawn.hubshire. And we'll be putting all the information on there as to where they can buy it. Take follow along. It. Yeah, or just take a look at it as well.
Amazing. Well, ladies, let's jump into the rapid fire round. This is our last segment of the show, Unconventional Lifers. We got a giveaway coming up shortly after that. So make sure to stay tuned. So got a series of lightning questions coming at you, ladies. Are you both ready?
Yes.
All right. Fill in the blank, speaking about yourself. Question number one, if you really knew me, you would know what?
How loving I am.
No, I would say how anxious I am.
I know this is lightning round, but she's so, so caring that she takes on everyone else's anxieties.
I do. I love everyone.
So sweet. Next question. What is one practice that you do daily or regularly that you feel puts you in a good mindset or mind frame for success?
Speaking with her every day.
For me, it's just smiling. Some people will tell us that we smile too much, which I never think you can smile too much. But I think just really smiling. So I think when you smile, when you feel that positive energy, you're going to have a positive day.
And I have a positive day when I hear her in the morning.
Oh, thanks. Not everyone loves this voice, but.
So good. Last question. When you think about living the unconventional life, what does that mean to you?
I think just doing what you want to do, not following just the path that you're supposed to take, but really following your heart and following whatever it is that you want to do. I'm a true, true believer that if there's something that you want in life, that you can make it happen. I never thought that I'd be able to write a book. And now I have a whole book out there. I never thought I would have a podcast with listeners who actually wanted to hear what I had to say. And now we have this podcast. And when I was a little girl, I would draw sketches of clothing line, never thinking it would actually happen. And now we have that. And I think if there's something that you want, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. I think that's part of living that unconventional life is really just following your dream and making it a reality because anything really is possible.
I love that, Cher. Dawn, what about you?
I taught her that.
we
have a sign in the house. Do what you want to do, not what others tell you to do. So really think inside your inner heart and be positive. I think, you know, like be a positive person. Don't let the little things bother you. Go after your dreams, like she said, and you can make anything happen. Nothing's going to come knocking at your door. You have to make your life happen. You make what you want happen.
Yeah, so good. Cher and Dawn Hubshire, so great to have you ladies on the show. Tell us about the giveaway that you've got for one of the listeners.
Yes, so we have a very special giveaway. It is our book, A Bond That Lasts Forever. And not only are you going to get the book, but we also will be writing a special message to one of you lucky listeners. Yes. I will write something very special for
my and I will write too.
She will have it too. So it'll be one of a kind just for you.
Beautiful. Unconventional Life Shows, you can head over to the website at unconventionallifeshow.com to click on the giveaway tab to enter to win that giveaway, A Bond That Lasts Forever. Really a mother-daughter guide to having a happy, healthy relationship. I know you've spent years working on the book and have so much love and intention poured into that. So Unconventional Lifers, check that out. And as a reminder, giveaways are open 1 week after the episode airs. So we'll go ahead and select a winner and let you know who will be taking advantage of that. And for those that want to follow along, stay in touch, learn more about you, what's the best place for people to do all that?
Yep, you can find me once again on Instagram at Cher Hubshire or TikTok at Cher Hubshire. My mom's on Instagram at Dawn.Hubshire and TikTok at Dawn Hubshire. And you can follow us. Our podcast is called Chattermouth Podcast. You can go to chattermouthpodcast.com. And A Bond That Lasts Forever is our book, which you can pick up anywhere you get your book.
Perfect. We'll throw those links up at the show note at unconventionallifeshow.com. Dawn and Cher, thank you once again for taking the time to be on the show. It's so great to hear your story and the inspiration you are for mother-daughters doing life on your own terms. So it's great to have you on.
Having us. We loved it.
Yes, thank you.